Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So this is our review and results of the Elimination Chamber. Yeah, that too, because I wanted to make sure, because I was the one up at 5 o'clock in the morning watching this thing. Doesn't mean I'm going to go ahead and then throw out there, results and pods and all that stuff on what happened immediately afterwards. I'm not that type of guy. I'm like, hey, I want to make sure everyone got the ability to watch it. So I'll normally do it like I do, put it out on a Sunday, because the Elimination Chamber and the event, it happens on a Saturday, right? So since the event happens on a Saturday, I'll try to give people some time to, I'll go do it the hard way, then go up, because, turn back. Yeah, got time to get lost anyway. But yeah, so the first match was the Women's Elimination Chamber match. We picked Becky Lynch to win it. Other than her, of course, since she was the odds-on favorite to win easily, we decided the last two would be Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan, that we will pick to have a chance of winning it, outside of the odds-on favorite. And it came down literally to our three selections, with Bianca Belair going out 3, and of course Liv Morgan going out 2, and leaving Becky Lynch as number 1 left standing. So yeah, it was kind of hectic, but yeah, it was pretty good, either way. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton showed up. The fans loved her, even though she was a heel. And she still happened to portray that heelness, tried to attack the fans afterwards, by the way. You see that on, YouTube and whatnot, Facebook and whatnot that they put up there. Little digital exclusives. She tried to blame the fans, even though the fans were cheering for her. Because, she's still a heel. So she got to somehow try to play the heel role. And at that point in time, I would have just took it on the chin and say, well, hey, they have good taste and call it a day. But hey, each their own. The little, her cheap heat fell flat. That's the only thing I'm saying. Like, be real, you love the fact the fans are loving cheering your goddamn name. It felt good. Don't even lie about it. Sometimes that's why, certain people are better at this stuff than others, More seasoned vets would just say, hey, take the damn chair. Yeah, but, she tried to come back at the end and try to make us do the heelness. I know you're a heel, just accept the fact that fucking fan shit for you. It's going to happen regardless, It's going to happen regardless, so. But didn't say outside of that, she still had an excellent showing. Excellent showing. The first big
on the main roster
big pay-per-view. That's what I'm saying. She had her new girl greenness show at the end when they did the little backstage thing. A little green. You can still tell she was a little green, but she for the match itself, she did good. Not everyone's going to be able to handle still being the heel while the fans cheering for you. She's not that much of a veteran yet, even though she's been on NXT for a while. But after that, well, I should talk about Gold before that, because I do need to talk about the fact that the Kabuki Warriors did win that match, but it was against, you know, I think, I don't even remember who she went against. I was going to say Candice LeRae. I mean, the Kabuki Warriors going to win that hands down. You know, it was on the pre-show. Which I still do love the fact that they do that, and they need to do some more. You know, give you something to watch on the pre-show. Now, this time period, I wouldn't have did it because it's a 5 o'clock time period, but, you know, other time periods, they need to do it. They're still flushing out everything with this pre-show thing because people do like pre-show, you know, getting pumped up. It's not like it used to. What the pre-show used to be for people to get that last minute, you know, buys going on, because that's the reason why they still do it, because that was how it used to be done. You know, used to have that last minute, like AEW.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But after that, because, oh, the tag titles. I do know the tag titles came in. Yeah. Speaking of R-Truth, because I know people are saying, where the hell is R-Truth?
R-Truth, supposedly.
Yes. He's in Austria.
Was in Austria.
Yeah, he was in Austria.
Yeah, right.
He showed up to Austria. Austria-Hungary. Yes. Australia, Austria. You can get mixed up if you're all true. Yeah, so that's the reason. Damian Priest and Finn Balor the other day versus I forgot what they call themselves now, but yeah, some new catch, something like it sounds like a sounds like a department store for women. Yeah, when he said it, but his match is so good when he said it, you know. But it was Pete Dunne and Tyler Breeze, right? Their new tag team.
Hey, shit.
And you know he did a good showing. That maneuver that Pete Dunne does opened up Finn Balor's hand, by the way. He did bleed legitimately on that. So sometimes he do that maneuver, you both be flexible enough to take it. Sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. And guess it is what it is. So he cut him open, literally. So, yeah, on his thumb. He finished, by the way. And played it off great, as Finn Balor is a veteran. So it's not surprising. But, yeah. Okay, Pete. You actually do it. Yeah, he actually does. That gives a little more toughness onto, you know, the bruiserweight, as he calls himself. Because, my God. He actually does it. Wrestling is real. It's just choreographed.
Yeah, what was the next match?
The next match, because I do know the, they also had, after that, they had the, not a match, but, Cody Rhodes and, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins came out to be, be on the Grayson Waller effect. My boy, Austin Theory was there as well. Not much to talk about except for Cody Rhodes challenged The Rock to a match. So it's now official, the tag team match is happening. I mean, they trying to work this mess out. And yes, it's The Rock's fault. 100% The Rock's fault. By the way, kayfabe and actually real life, it's The Rock's fault. He didn't accept it the last time. Now that he's now part of TKO, as the face of the WWE, he now requires a main event match. Yeah. He took McMahon's spot. Not CEO. That's Triple H. But that McMahon spot of the face. he took that spot. So, yeah, he might be popping up here and there doing the bullshit, you know, swinging arms, you know, like the man used to do. He, you know, he was the chairman of the board too, but you know how, you know, when you say WWE, what names come to mind? One of those is Vince McMahon, right? That's what The Rock is going to be. He's going to be, you know, every now and then be showing up. Well, Triple H is doing it too. Triple H is doing it too, but pretty much the main face of the of WWE is The Rock. So outside of doing that, he put himself in the main event of WrestleMania. So that's how Cody has to work two nights. And Seth, by the way. Because Seth has to work two nights. If I'm correct. Yeah, he's bullshitting about the fact he's going to be ready for WrestleMania. He's going to have to do two nights because he's going to be in that tag team. That they've been, you know. I don't think your food smells like it's cooking, but it shouldn't. But yeah.
And it was
yeah, the men's chamber came after that. You know, because there's four matches that I actually five because it was a women's tag title, so it was actually was a legitimate time period. But yeah, five if you can consider that, but four matches. The men's chamber came up next. It had Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, it had Logan Paul. Yeah, it had. It also had Drew McIntyre. And yeah, who won? You're right. I'm sure I missed somebody on there, but I think it was six.
No,
I say, that's your fucking phone, girl. I knew that would. I'm like, you sitting there with your phone on and shit.
You
know yeah, you did. He's on Facebook and shit. Twitter. But yeah. I could have sworn I missed somebody, but probably doesn't matter anyway. It'll all be y'all. Oh, yeah. It was LA Knight. Yeah, didn't matter because LA Knight wasn't going to win. We picked Drew McIntyre, if not LA Knight was going to win. And of course, Randy Orton was the last pick, if he didn't say it. But in common sense, that's what's been the three. But Drew McIntyre won, and boy, oh boy, am I starting to look like Notre Dame a little bit. Because. Because they're trying to.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They're trying to push Drew McIntyre and this whole thing with him, you know, losing and then how he lost always with like some type of interference and shit. Now, the story is that Drew McIntyre is getting the help now to win. Right? Because in the match, he got his two pinfall victories over LA Knight and Randy Orton were due to, you know, controversy, quote unquote controversy, right? That was, you know how that goes. So in the match, you know, I think Bobby Lashley, who was attacked on Friday night, had a little elbow thing going on, and the referees acting all melodramatic again with Bobby Lashley for the second time in a row, by the way. Because Bobby Lashley was in the last elimination chamber and was taken out in controversial means, you know, injury-wise. They had to take him out because there's no way in hell he's going to get taken out legitimately, just in case people want to know. Like, why is he, this happened? Yeah, he can't. Like, the last other elimination chamber he was in, other than those two, he won. And that was a similar to this member. By the way, if you want to know, yes, I was not paying attention to wrestling by that time period, but I know because I did research. December to Dismember was the last, I think, other one but that one that he was in, if I remember correctly.
Who, Bobby?
The one that he won. Because last Eliminate Chamber he was in,
he got hurt. Because they jumped in and got their cage and shit.
Got him out. He was legitimately hurt, by the way. But they needed some kayfabe reason to drag his ass out anyway. So he got legitimately hurt, drag his ass out. Oh, wow, that's kind of good. Not good, not that good, but you know, hey. Because he's going to get beat, he's going to get taken out by Brock Lesnar anyway. That's going to happen. But he actually got hurt in the match, so they said, oh, shit, drag him out. And allow for someone to interfere and whatnot in the last one as well. You know. Yeah. That was good, but you knew the result was going to happen anyway. Ain't no way in hell was found out now. Definitely was no way in hell that that Rhea was going to lose after it was 7 years since the last time she's been there in a match. Yeah, in a match in front of her home country audience. I mean, damn, that's borderline. Not even Vince McMahon would do that. And I said borderline. I mean, he kind of crazy enough. He would have. You know, he hated his fans for real. Like, no, legitimately, he hated his fans. He knows he's paying them. For somebody who's getting money from people, he really hated them.
Chamber.
Yeah. He's supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber, but. Yeah, that's the Bobby Lashley spot. Because Bobby's supposed to lose to Bronson. Because he has ongoing feud with the I think it was AOP or something like that. So yeah, he has an ongoing feud with them. So he had no reason to actually win. But then since he has a baby on the way, they was like, change the plans. Right. Yep, and that's why Bobby Lashley was taken out due to kayfabe injury, because on Friday, that was previously recorded, he got injured. Right? Oh, he got injured a bit. Hey, there you go. And we're going to take advantage of the injury. Hey, there you go. And this allowed for AJ Styles to come into the match and beat up on LA Knight. Which, again, he's not able to be there, legitimately. So he just flew thousands of miles just to beat up on, you know, LA Knight. Take that as you will. AJ Styles. Take that as you will. He's not supposed to be there, but he's there. Again, Mondo was like, you're not supposed to be here. And why are you here? Because he was complaining about the fact that he wasn't in the match. Like, legitimately complaining about the fact he wasn't in the match on Lindsay Chamber. So, again, that's like a little bit of shoot work right there, because he was actually complaining about the fact that he wasn't there involved in the Elimination Chamber and somehow found a way to get his ass involved. Yay, good trip. Unlike Vince McMahon, you found a way to actually shut these motherfuckers up. Say, alright, you ain't gonna have a match in there, but go ahead and just attack LA Knight anyway and get yourself a match for WrestleMania, because that's the reason. Yeah, he wanted a match for WrestleMania. It's always that, isn't it? It's always that, isn't it? When it comes to this last premium live event, pay-per-view, if you want to call it that as well, wrestlers whine and cry, bitch, so you gotta sometime figure out a way to pacify them. So AJ Styles threw a hissy fit like a child and wanted to be in a limited chamber match, didn't. Yes, he had an opportunity because Bronson Reed wasn't going, so I can understand that. So, but hey, you got to be there at the pay-per-view so you can get some money, because that's always the reason. And you got his WrestleMania match too, yay, so you can shut the fuck up. There you go. Like, you just came back, bro. And you on the wild cry for money. Okay. But I can't complain. You know, that's your job, you want to make money. You know, because he was telling me the same shit. Like, you talk shit, but you know, when it comes to your money, you don't play either. No, I don't. So I understand. Get your money. You know, so he allows him to come in and beat up on LA Knight with a cheer. And then, like, literally, that was it. He hit him a couple of times with a chair, land Styles clash, call it a night, and bam, there you go, he's gone. That's all he did. 5 minutes to get paid some money. Yay. And that was Drew's first win. Drew's second and last one was on Randy Orton, who I just still don't understand how the hell, definitely with the rules and whatnot, I mean legitimate rules outside of kayfabe, how the hell that Logan Paul got the brass knucks in there, because I think that's like literally against the rules, and like WWE fun. Yeah, he hit him in his pants. Yeah. He hit him in his pants, technically. That's what he said. But it's like, how the fuck you actually get that through customs? Right? It's one of those things, like, really, how did you get that through customs? Don't it be so funny that they do shit like that? Like, wait, now the crowd there looking like, hey, how you get that through customs? Like, they get treated like a damn gun. But he got them out there. They not real brass knucks, by the way. Not like the original ones he has. They are real. That one was costume. I already can tell by when they zoomed in on it. That's how he got away with it. Just in case you didn't know. The ones he used in the States are real. He just doesn't really hit you. The ones he used in Australia was custom, was fake. You know, theatrical versions. So that's how he got through with that, by the way. He paid attention and had to relook at it. I watched it 3 times, so I can definitely tell. So he used that, and he punched Randy Orton with it after he got RKO'd and was supposed to leave. But, you know, he sat there on the ground a little bit, and the referees didn't come in. So last minute, he came in there, sucker punched Randy Orton before he left with the brass knucks, and good old Drew ran over there and pinned him. So, yeah. That's basically how it went. So yeah. Look at her going to sleep over there. You gotta go to work. Better wake your ass up. Better wake your ass up. Ah, but yeah, that was pretty good. For that, I mean, for the way the match went and for the way it's setting it up, I'm really starting to think that I'm going to be 100% correct, that he's not going to, you know, finish. He's not leaving out of WrestleMania as champion. I'm thinking that he's going to, you know, actually, you know, get the title, win it, all that good shit, but then be cashed in on. It is definitely looking like he's being cashed in on. I'm not even going to lie to you. It looks like Drew McIntyre is going to be the fall guy. So far, it is looking very hard like that's going to happen. If not, it's going to be one of those things where Damian Priest takes the title right from underneath of him. That's the only result. Right? That's the only result. Either he beats, you know, he goes there and actually beats Seth Rollins for the title and then get cashed in on, or Damian cashes in on Seth Rollins and wins the belt from him during his match and runs away with it. No lie, that's what it looked like. Pete Downs is hiring. If it was at $20 an hour, hell yeah, we'll do it. But I don't know. All the Big Macs I can eat? All the Big Macs I can eat? Hell yeah. I'll take that. Straight up. Hell yeah. Definitely going for management. I'm like, what burgers and shit are left? Alright. I'm going to eat these shits. I'm going to say they were thrown out anyway. Hell yeah. I'll be taking a lot of goddamn burgers home with me. At the end of the night. Like, alright, close it up. Don't throw these burgers away. They're good. Y'all just cooked them shits. You know, leave left me the goddamn lamp. Let me go ahead and take that with me. And go smash that burger. Right? Something like that. Like, give me these burgers. Take that home with me. But yeah, anywho. On to Rhea Ripley's match fully. So, the match started out as what you would expect, with Rhea Ripley being the face. You know, because she's at home, the crowd favorite. She has a family in the front row with her. You know, everybody there, her family and everything. She started out kind of slow. They gave a lot of time to, you know, Nia Jax so she can go ahead and show her dominance. Excuse me. Show her dominance. She's, you know, going out there, beating up on Rhea for a bit. Even going outside and taking, doing a Samoan drop onto the announce table. It didn't break, which is supposed to break. So she, you know, went and, you know, just said, hey, let me get in the chair and then do an elbow drop on it. Then that could last it. You know, these tables these days, announce tables these days. Yeah, don't know what about them. You know, they're both easy to put up and shit. You know, but hey. Who knows? So, and those tablets, by the way, those tablets are real tablets. They just have bumpers on them. Just in case you guys want to know, like, they keep slamming them on those tablets. Yeah, those tablets are for real. Right? And they do use them. And whatnot, they just have, you know, those rubber bumpers you put on for your kids. This is a little thing that I noticed by looking at it, you know, I watched this thing three times. One live and two previously recorded. You know, but yeah. So, They went to the table, and of course this allowed for, you know, show off a little bit for Nia. Rhea gets the upper hand, you know, the hot tag type of thing going on. You know, the hot tag without the actual tag going on. You know, eventually this leads to her doing the Riptide on Nia Jax. I'm glad she slimmed down a bit. She's slimmed down enough so she can actually wrestle, and she's not that skinny that she can still act like a big girl. You know, which, again, I'm glad she figured that out. You know, she was out of work. Sometimes it's like that in the performance business, you know. She can still act big. She's bigger than the most of the girls she's fighting. Not only sometimes taller, but actually still wider. So, you can still act a little fat, you know? Act a little big. You're not fat, but you feel a little more heavy set. You know, go out there and still play that role. You can still play your Nia Jax. You know. Just don't become a Barbie doll. I understand that. Like, maybe she didn't understand it the first time, but now she does. You know? You don't have to be a Barbie doll. You can slim down, but just, you know, maintain that weight. You know? But yeah, that match happened. That's pretty good. We had Rhea whipping ass in that match anyway. So it's not like anything like that was not unexpected. There wasn't any type of thing that wasn't unexpected for us, period. It went pretty much chalk. So we got basically all of ours right, so we can gloat a bit. Now, to backtrack a little bit to that tag match, because I know people want to know why the hell did the screen go black for a bit during the match for like a couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes really. Something dumb like that, like actual, like they were commentating as if you can actually see, but the screen was actually black. I think they did the crowd did a gesture, not an actual middle finger, I think. But I think it was a international thing, the two fingers salute. Pretty much it's the same shit as the middle finger. Because they're in Australia, so they blocked it out to turn the screen completely black. Because they know that was in Australia. You know. So, they did one of those maneuvers. So, they was like, oh. Because Dominic being Dominic. You know, getting that crowd heat. Even though, doing this little entrance thing that he was talking with the Judgment Day, propping them up. They turned his mic down. Instead of allowing the crowd to just, boom. Just in case you didn't know that. But still, it's the same gesture anyway. So, yeah, it wasn't like, you know, oh, the crowd's this overwhelming. Like, no, he turned his mic down this time, you know, and he was talking through a mic that wasn't even on. So, him talking to the crowd with his normal voice, with the crowd being loud, is going to sound like it's being overdrawn. So, yeah, and don't act like y'all do this shit during a normal wrestling match in a normal like Monday or Sunday, Monday or Friday or whatnot, because y'all have his mic on and it's just louder. I mean, it's an outdoor stadium, so outdoor to dome stadium. You know, they have the little ceiling that they closed in, but pretty much glorified outside. So I understand that, you know. Y'all gonna play around with it. That would be the time you should have piped in the sound. Right? Because it's outside. You're not going to get that, you know, sound like you get in an actual arena. Everyone knows this. They're not gonna point at you, oh, yay, you piped in sound. No, be real with yourself. They did. Their children, shut the fuck up. The outside is different. You know, you're not gonna have the same sound as you have in the actual indoor arena. Be real. Grow up. So that would be the time to pump it in instead of turning his mic off, but that's just a little nitpick, you know. But yeah. That's pretty much what happened during Elimination Chamber. Again, I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning watching this shit. Oh boy, God. And then she hadn't had the nerve and audacity and unmitigated gall to drag my behind around and keep me up all the way until 5 o'clock in the evening. My God. So yes, there's another reason why I didn't put this up. I was up for 12 whole hours. Yeah. when you do this as a hobby, you're gonna, yeah, it's gonna have its effects. And being a hobby is gonna be a hobby. And my God, being up for 12 hours was something else. When I got home, I slept all the way until midnight. So, yeah. Yeah. I slept all the way until, well, not midnight, but 11 o'clock. Because I had to go pick up my wife, you know. But I slept and slept and slept, and my God, it felt good. It felt good to sleep. You know, it felt good to sleep. And I took that sleeping one, hit on. It felt good. My head was hurting, body aching. I felt like I was having some type of COVID attack. I was so tired. Like, why did WWE do this? 5 o'clock in the morning? I cannot understand. No way in hell would I be able to do that. Well, I could do the 2 o'clock, you know, in the morning thing, because, you know, it went off like around what? It was like five, six hours, you know. Went off like around 9 o'clock, you know. So 6 hours from 2 would have been like 6, 7. I still had enough time to go and do my taxes and shit and whatnot, and the ripping and running that I needed to do. I still got sleep before I had to take her to work. So, yeah. But still, Dodie, please stay within the States. If you don't, please do it where we have some decent time frames. Because, my God, y'all was being cruel. That's one of those big man type of things. But this deal done when Vince came in, because I think it was done when Vince came in, you know. You know, it was done when Vince McMahon came in. Because I'm like, ain't no way in hell, you know, that this is going to work. Because I'm like, man. That was crazy. 5 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, looks like she's went knocked out cold and went to sleep. So I don't have anything else to say about this, but it was a good match. It was a good, you know, premium live event. The matches were great. Even though all of it was chalk, but sometimes WWE needs to do that. You know, sometimes don't play with your fans. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They know what's supposed to happen. Just give it to them. You know, give it to them. Anyway, this is going to be where I end the podcast. She's out cold sleep. Later, guys.